We've talked about the power of conscious commitments, the power of getting clear on what you really want and want to happen in your close relationships. But of equal power is your ability to reclaim and rechannel the power of your unconscious commitments. Now, how do you go about finding out what your unconscious commitments are? There are probably many ways to do it. You could do it through working with your dreams, and you could do it through many other techniques. But the absolute fastest way we've found in working with 20,000 people over the years is to assess what you're complaining about. So in this process, you have the opportunity to discover what your unconscious commitments are through tuning in to the things that you typically complain about in an intimate relationship. So when you're ready to begin, get comfortable and relaxed. First, ask yourself, what is it more than anything else that I've complained about in my close relationships? Take that on as a wonder question. Just wonder about that for a moment. What is the number one thing I've complained about in my close relationships? For example, you might come up with, my husband or wife or partner was too darn controlling. And that was the number one thing you complained about. Or you might say, he or she spent too much money all the time. They were always spending money. That was the number one thing you complained about. Or, my partner was always stingy with sex. That was another thing you may have complained about. Assess inside yourself, though, what you feel has been your number one complaint about the other person in a relationship when you're close. Now let's think of another complaint. What would be a number two complaint on your list? What would be a second important big thing that you've complained a lot about in a close relationship? And wonder about a third. What is a third thing that you've complained a lot about in a close relationship, or perhaps in a series of close relationships? If you've begun to get some ideas of what these are, now I'd like you to turn those around and claim them as unconscious commitments. For example, if your complaint is that my partner was too controlling, I'd like you to turn that around and claim it as an unconscious commitment of your own by saying something to yourself like, from those results, I appear to be unconsciously committed to being controlled. Or let's say you complain about your partner being too critical, or that was a big issue in a past relationship. Turn it around now and claim it as an unconscious commitment of your own by saying something in your mind like, I am unconsciously committed to being criticized. That has a tremendous amount of power to it, because the moment you step out of perceiving yourself as a victim, you reclaim all of the power that you've given away to other people. And that power becomes very essential in your growth, because that is the very power that you can draw on to rise to higher and higher levels of creativity and love in your life. So the moment you take the power back from those other people and claim these things as unconscious commitments of your own, you begin to be able to use that power for your own purposes, such as to become more creative and to get more work done and to open up to more and more love and positive energy in your life. So the value of doing this is that each time you can find yourself complaining about something and reclaim the power of that as one of your own unconscious commitments, you have access to that creative power then that you can use for your own purposes. So I invite you to jot down what you've learned in this process so far and keep adding to it. Come back to it again in a day or so. Come back to it again in a week or so and ask yourself at an even deeper level what your complaints are and what that's telling you about what you might be unconsciously committed to in your relationships. Because I can guarantee you from the work we've done with people is that every time you do that, you then give more power to your conscious commitments. In other words, you have access to more power that can drive your conscious commitments to creating more genuine love in your life, so that it happens much more quickly and much more thoroughly.